standing appointment, 8:10 on a Wednesday. Some way, somehow, it continues on a Wednesday.
Well, good morning, Texas, and you doing all right there, KB?
I'm good. I'm fine, yeah.
I want you to blow a gasket, you know, doing these voices. Well, how many damn voices you going to do today, son?
That's what I was wondering.
Oh, well, at least I'll provide my own voice right
yes,
here.
Yes, exactly.
Hopefully some writing material, because I doubt we planned this out. Good morning, Texas. How are we?
And you do it so well.
So well, W.
Yeah, you know, some say that it might warrant a new contract, maybe a contract extension, you know, like a 3-year, $80 million.
I see where you're going.
Kind of like that Guy Fieri money.
W wants that Guy Fieri money. Come on now.
Yeah, well, we all do.
I'll take you to Flavorville or wherever that is.
Flavortown.
What's it called that?
Flavortown.
TGI. Right.
No, right. That'll work, too.
Take you wherever you want to go for $80 million for 3 years.
I know, right? Yeah, Niner drive-in or a dive, yeah.
You know, some say that Guy Fieri isn't worth it, that kind of money.
Oh.
But you got to think.
Yeah.
He's not. So, you know, it's really not a rhetorical question,
okay,
to be honest
right.
with you.
Yeah,
well, you know, maybe he'll win an Emmy.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, what else we got going on in this great state of ours? Did you see the lunar eclipse this morning?
Well, I did.
Oh, wait. KB actually posted pictures of it.
Yeah.
That's right. I saw those right there. That's
on the Hank Facebook page.
You're expecting some sort of Edward R. Murrow journalistic award for that, aren't you?
Well, they're good.
You copyrighted it and watermarked it and everything.
I did watermark it.
I wasn't sure if that was. Is that not what it was?
No.
Oh, that was the moon. That was the watermark.
No. Okay. Is that blurry?
Well, there you go, Ansel Adams. Good luck with that. That very nice.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
That's a reference.
And then, of course, you know, we got all the golfers in town.
Yes.
We got Phil Mickelson, who
that's
at...
That's right, the Colonial's here.
That's right, Phil.
The age of 50.
Yeah.
This past Sunday, became the oldest to ever win a major.
Phil Mickelson. How about that, W? Wow.
And that was awesome to see. That was awesome to see.
That was cool.
You know, I understand that he'll be there at the Colonial.
Yes.
And then next, he will try to take on the Shoney Open. Which
I don't think that's an actual
which only plays at 4 o'clock.
He's not
during weekdays.
That old.
Yeah, gotta beat the rush.
All right.
That's right. You got the Wheel of Voices coming up.
We have the Wheel of Voices.
What are we gonna do on John Wayne Day? You gonna give us your John Wayne there,
no,
KB? I'd love to hear it.
That's not the
one. I don't want your Guy Fieri no more.
Okay, I don't think I can do Guy Fieri.
You'll win your race tickets.
Yeah, Wheel of Voices coming up next. Thanks.
And I'm gonna hang up now until next week.
Yeah,
on a Wednesday with W. That's right. God bless Texas.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley, 92.1 and 95.5. Hank FM.